welcome to the Year Late Podcast, episode number 11. This one goes to 11. Real original, I know.
Just do movie. I did the number 9 thing.
Yeah.
Like 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is the 11th episode. Did I say that already? Now I did. with me, as always, is the star of the show.
Nah.
Nah. Nah, bro.
Nah.
Nah.
I'm just here.
Bubba is here, of course, and you know, I'm the other guy.
Hey, Jake, everybody! Yay! Yeah.
All right, thank you. I needed that one. We're here. What am I going to say? We're here. Let's do it again.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
All right, we'll keep going. Nah, let's fuck it. We'll just keep going.
Well, I'll just cut it after the nah, and go right into the episode.
The email.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We should just keep all of this.
Hey, if you want, send us your suggestions, your comments, your concerns, your karate moves, your whatever else there is to send us, your recipes.
It's going to turn into a memory game. We're just going to add on something else.
We should.
Send us it every.
We should. See, this is, yeah.
All
that's,
right,
this is
that.
Good stuff.
So concerns, questions, comments, concerns, karate moves. And recipes.
Send it. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. Or no, should we?
No, let's just
okay,
good.
Who
cares? I'm entertained.
Yeah, so email us. Did I tell you where? yourlatepodcast@gmail.com. You're spelled with an E at the end. No apostrophe in the email.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like You Relate Podcast. Because you relate.
You relate.
Right?
And also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/ Your Late Podcast. Spelled the same way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That makes it easy.
Yes, I have before.
And on Twitter at @your_late. I almost did it again.
I don't even know. We have a Twitter?
We do.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that.
I don't know how Twitter works, but we have one.
This was a fun episode we did, right?
I think it was.
It was okay.
We introduced what, well, we talked about what's going to be a new feature on the show.
Yes. We're going to have features, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but I think Bubba says it's cool.
Yes. Put my stamp on it.
Hey, Bubba, where can they see you next?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
I don't have any gigs until...
Oh, well, way to tell me
that. Roughly until August.
That's cool.
How about you, Jake? Where can everyone see you? And they might see me at your shows.
Oh, well, this got weird, didn't it? Anyway, if you guys are feeling so obliged, I don't know if that works. grammatically, but I'll be at Helium Comedy Club Tuesday, June 16th.
Yes.
This Tuesday.
Yeah, this coming Tuesday.
This Tuesday, guys. Performing in Philly's Funniest. And find out why I'm
that was
not.
Was that right?
No, that was perfect.
Sorry.
That was perfect. That was as good as it gets, Jack Nicholson would say.
Yeah.
I'll be performing there at 7 o'clock. Yeah. You can vote for me. You can vote against me. Enemies.
Yeah. Thing. Rivals.
So that'll be cool. That'll be next Tuesday, June 16th. Did I say 16th?
Yes.
Okay, 7 p.m. I just keep saying that.
June 16th, 7 p.m.
Helium Comedy Club. Sansom Street. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
How much are tickets?
Tickets? I think they're $10 a piece. Or if you call the box office... You could buy them in advance and say, hey, guys, I know Jake Matera. And they'll give you 2 for the price of 1.
What?
2 for the price of 1.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah. And then Saturday.
That's a good deal.
it is a good deal. They have good deals all the time there.
Yeah.
Check out the cheese steak sliders. and then Saturday, I'll be at the Irish Pole on Market Street in Philly for Comedygasm. It's like one of the most popular, funnest comedy shows around. And I'm so excited to be on it.
Oh, all right.
It's Rachel Fogletto's show. And there's so many good people. performing on the bill. Like Juliet Hope Wayne, Tony Cheslock, Sam Ike, who's from Boston. He's a very funny guy. He is. I've seen his act before. He's great. Yeah. So is Tony. I've seen those guys. And Tommy Too Smooth from BET's, what do you call it, Comic View.
Oh.
Yeah, so, you know, it's going to be a good one. And I think tickets are available for that at the door. $7 in advance, $10 at the door.
Oh, okay.
I'm just, you know, raking it in with all this. All
and,
these fancy
just shitting
shows.
Shitting on the fact I have nothing to do.
Tell me what you... Oh, and every Wednesday, guys.
Ah.
Every Wednesday, I'll be performing improv at the Philly Improv Theater doing... improv with the group 1816, but not this upcoming Wednesday. You should still go, but actually, they might be better because I'm not there. But I'll be seeing the Pixies and Robert Plant.
Yeah.
Pretty jazzed about that
and
one.
And I'll be leaving to go see Paul McCartney.
Yes, you will. I'll be seeing him in town.
You son of a bitch.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not. I actually, he owes me money, so I'm not going to see him.
Well,
boycotting him.
That's not good. Figure with all the Beatles and stuff.
Well, you know, we all know the real Beatle is Ringo.
It was Pete Best.
Yes. But you should listen.
You are listening.
What you should do.
You come this far.
Put your headphones in. Leave the baby in the car. Take a walk. Baby will be fine. Just listen to the episode.
And crank it up to 11.
Oh.
Enjoy.
I think we're good. I think we're recording.
Okay.
How we just started recording. We have no idea what we're doing. It's like, all right, and go.
And we're off. What was I going to say, though? I just unsubscribed from it. I don't want to hear that shit about The Voice no more.
This is The Voice.
The worst experience of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it like auditioning for The Voice? I'm interviewing now.
Should I really get into it? All right.
What was it like interviewing for The Voice?
It was a horrible, horrible... Oh, my God, I can't remember. I mean, Meg signed me up for it, and I really appreciated her doing it, because she has that much faith in me. But by the time you finally get in front of the judges, it's like you're just... Well, at least for me anyway, I was just like emotionally defeated.
Why were you emotionally defeated?
Because first you're waiting in this line outside around the building before the doors even open, and I was there for probably 2.5 hours. And
what time was your audition?
I think we got there at 7. We left from Ocean City to go to New York at like 4 a.m., 3:30.
Yeah.
Maybe a little later than that. But then we got there, or no, maybe it was like 5. I don't remember. It was still dark out.
Yeah.
We got there around 6:30, 7 o'clock.
In the morning.
And then got in line, and the line wrapped around, like, the entire building. It's like this giant convention center. And actually, strangely enough, I don't know if you remember Tom Curtis, the guitar player, singer, like, he plays around here.
Yeah, the name sounds familiar.
Well, he walks by me after we're already in line, which is kind of funny. But anyway, after like 2.5 hours of waiting, you finally get inside. And then, like, you hit a certain point where, like, whoever didn't sign up has to wait for you in the lobby. I didn't even think about it at the time. Probably should just sign Meg up, and she should just came in, so that way she could have waited with me.
Yeah.
So she's waiting outside the whole time, or not the outside, in the lobby the whole time while I'm in there. And you go through this. You get put into another. What do they do? No, you go. They check your ticket, and you go into another line. Where you then split off into, like, 12 lines.
Yeah.
And they take section by section by section. And then eventually, like, an hour later, you get put... they check your bags, like, once your line gets called up. They check your bags.
Yeah.
And they put you through, and then they assign you a seat in, like, this giant auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, 6 subsections of that, of, like, setups of chairs.
Jesus.
I know. And then you're just sitting in there... And a lot of these people are out of their fucking minds.
Yeah.
Because they all, like...
They're crazy.
They all think, like, this is their only shot.
And they're like, yeah, they're star famous. Yeah. Or star hungry, whatever you want
to
call it.
Their parents are in there with them, and they're like, this is, like, you have to do, this is your shot. This is, like, they're telling their kids this. Like, are you out of your fucking mind? Is the damage you're doing to this kid? And, like people start doing a sing-off, and it's just like, person starts singing on one side of the auditorium, and then another one starts, and then it's just like...
Did you participate in the
Absolutely
sing-off?
Not. I was like, this is ridiculous.
You liar.
I did not.
No?
No. I was like, for a second, I was like, maybe I shouldn't. Like, then this lady stood up, big black biker chick with, like, a red hair wig on, to start singing opera. Like, and everyone's just like, oh, okay.
She's like, oh, I'm going to show you motherfuckers
yeah,
what's up.
Yeah. I mean, some of them were good. Some were awesome. Some of them were like, nah, you should, I don't know. But, I was sitting next to this one girl, and she told me, I was like, oh, this is my, like, she's from upstate New York. This is like my sixth or seventh time doing one of these.
Yeah.
I said, why? Why do you keep coming down here? She wakes up at the ass crack of dawn from upstate New York to drive to, like, far upstate.
That's a hike.
Like, Adirondack.
Oh, God.
Yeah, where the Phantoms play.
That's like 4 hours or something like that.
Yeah, and she drives all the way down there. Like she did Idol a couple times. She did The Voice and whatever other one, I don't know. Yeah, I hear it too. And she seemed like she was a really nice girl. But, like, she's like, oh, just going to do it after you're done. Just do it all over again.
Yeah.
So we finally, after you finally get called into this room, well, then you get assigned to a room. You're waiting outside while there's a group inside. Group of 10. You get broken up into groups of 10.
Mm-hmm.
You go into this room. And the person judging or whatever, she's like, now don't get, like, this is a strictly vocal competition, so don't be insulted if I don't really look at you. I'm going to be looking down a lot. And there's, like, she's Skyping with somebody on the webcam. Like, you could tell she was, like, making faces at someone. And
that's so, like, just sounds so demeaning.
I know. And she, like, everyone gets a verse and chorus. They go around the room. I did some kind of wonderful, but, like, by that point, like, I didn't do any warming up. I'm just, like, my throat's dry. I'm just, like, and I my heart wasn't in it. I'm just, like, this is...
By that point, you're just pissed off.
Yeah, I was, like, just get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And they were, like, she said it was completely not based on looks. The only person they ended up staying there was the most attractive person in the room. It was this girl. She sang Lady Gaga on The Edge of Glory. And she was good. She did a good job.
Yeah.
But it was just, like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as they told us, like, thanks to everyone else for coming, I was the first one out of the room. I was like, I started laughing, actually, and I just got, I was like, get me the fuck out of here.
That's insane.
I know. I mean, I love Megan, and I'm so happy she did that for me, because it opened my eyes.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, I don't want to do it ever again, and I feel sorry for everyone who does it that much. Like, there's so much, there's so much better ways, so many better ways to spend your time, I feel like.
Like getting breakfast.
Yeah, I would have. That would have been lovely.
And a massage.
No. She's gonna yell at me later.
She's gonna yell at you for this.
Well,
why?
I don't know. Just because I complain about it.
I complain
when I complain about going through it. Even, like, I don't know.
All competitions suck.
No, they do.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, on that grand of a scale, like, I felt sorry for most of the people in there, to be honest.
Did you, when you were in there, like, did you have any thoughts, like, any like. Like, you felt sorry for yourself at any point?
No, not
kinda
really.
Like, what I don't even know if that's the right thing.
No, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Like, if I, like, why am I here kind of thing. Like, I did, because I just felt uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like I said, like, it really just kind of made me realize how, like, fucked up everything, like the media, like the TV industry is and all that.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell? Like, I feel like they're just looking to exploit every one of these people in the room, just because of how crazy they are. I know, but it's like I knew that before, but you don't realize it.
Yeah, you're like, okay.
You see that shit in person.
When you're paired against something like that, like, you have to either be, like, really ugly or really attractive.
Yeah.
And the ugly people are just chosen for a joke.
Or some kind of disability.
Yeah.
So they feel sorry for
you.
The sympathy.
I lob the ugly people in there with the disabled. Because
they get the sympathy vote.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's what it is. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
No, you're. I see it. You definitely see that.
Was that the only time you've ever tried out for a television
Absolutely.
Thing? Is that the is that, have you ever been on TV before?
No, like on the news.
Like in the background waving.
Yeah, I got interviewed. Right, I got interviewed. Yeah. I got interviewed for.
You got interviewed on the news before?
Yeah, I was like 13.
For
but
what?
It was during a Flyers game. Phil Andrews, remember Phil Andrews?
Yeah, I remember Phil Andrews.
It was after a Flyers playoff game. I'm walking out and like, and
what
he just asked me like,
day,
yeah, well, yeah, just stupid.
And what did you say?
I don't know. He just asked me how far I think they were gonna go and who my favorite player was.
Like,
I think
all the way.
Yeah, yeah. Like John LeClair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other That's than that, cool. No, I don't think. Not that I can remember.
I was on the news once, I think, once or twice, and it was during the presidency of Camp Out for Hunger.
Oh, okay.
It was when Bill, I am totally spacing on his last name right now. I can't believe this. Bill Clemente was shaving his mustache.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I was there, and I'm just, like, staring into the camera, like, as they're taping, I'm like, just giving him an awkward glance. You know, like when you see that guy looking at the camera, but he's like pretending not to look at the camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was me. Look away and then look right back. And
I'm
then
not
like,
supposed to be here.
And then smirk like. And
just
then like
the creepy
then
smile.
Then you get the balls to like just like raise your hand a little bit to wave like.
Yeah, tip of the cap to you, sir.
Exactly. Nod your head. Yeah.
Give him sexy eyes.
Pinch
your nipple.
That was it.
Yeah.
I know a couple of comedians were local comedians were on TV this morning.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. On this day, whatever day this is,
the day we're recording.
Yeah. They were doing like a charity Alex's Lemonade Stand telethon today.
Oh really?
And had three comedians answering the phones.
Oh.
I was like, oh, that's neat.
Yeah, that's cool. What was that on?
It was on CBS.
Oh, okay.
This morning. It was like CBS This Morning. I think it's called that. I don't know what it's called. There needs to be more localized television or like an increase in quality of whatever they produce.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. It's all content. It doesn't matter how good it is. It just has to be content. It's all they care about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to get in the business of making content.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
But it's like, well, it's like you talked about before, like you'll produce some sort of content and then you'll work so meticulously on it.
Yeah.
But you want it because you want the quality.
Yeah.
It's the opposite with
But I mean
it seems
by the time
way, anyway.
I release it, I think it's up to par and then other people will be like, "Oh, that's shit."
Yeah.
So
but,
I
well,
mean,
but
you know.
Like but and then they'll just be like, "Yeah, that's good enough." And then everyone else will be like, "That's horrible."
Yeah.
I feel like that's what they put on TV anymore anyway.
You know what? I just popped in my head. I'm sorry
What's
to
that?
Jump
yeah,
around.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Because I was trying to think of this the TV thing a little bit more.
Yeah.
When I was younger, we went to Universal Studios in Florida.
Ooh, all right.
And it was awesome. And we went to a show of Double Dare.
Oh, nice.
And I got to be in it.
In Double Dare?
Yeah.
No,
wait, I'm lying.
So you competed in Double Dare?
Am I lying? I think I'm lying. I think my sister was in it. No, seriously. I think she was in it. I wanted to be. But I didn't get picked.
Michelle got picked,
my older sister. And
she got to be on Double Dare?
She got to be on Double Dare, but it wasn't a recorded episode.
Oh,
and the host
that
wasn't
sucks.
Was it
Mark,
Mark Summers. Yeah, he wasn't there.
Oh,
it was just like what they
that's
do.
That's still cool though.
It's like they bring three, you know, how they have like those live shows.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be like they brought like 300 people. You'd like wait in line for an hour.
Right.
Then you'd just go in. And you'd all sit down, and they'd pick a couple of people. Like, while you were in line, they'd pick, like, five or six people.
Right.
And then, like, you'd go basically just watch a live show of Double Dare, like, in front of you, just a different host.
So who was the host? Was it, the sidekick, Mark Summers' sidekick, the guy with the glasses?
I don't know, because was Double Dare filmed in Florida?
I know, I think originally it was filmed in Philly.
No, it was not.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was.
No, it was not.
Yeah, I think it started in Philly.
That no, you're making lies.
I'll go to the internet, but I am pretty sure it started in Philly, and then it moved to Universal Studios California.
There's Hollywood, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Hollywood.
There's Hollywood and there's Florida, and
I'm trying to remember from. Yeah, I think it was Hollywood because I remember them showing Nick Headquarters
Burbank,
all the time.
Yeah. You want to hear my wild, I mean, you know this already, but for anybody who doesn't, I have a nice little connection to Mark Summers.
Do you?
Yeah, you know this.
I do?
Yeah. Well, why you wiki search? I'll just let her. No, it's all good. When I was mentioning I interned for President's Eve, I'd worked at Campouts for Hunger for 2 years. 2 years in a row, Mark Summers shot me with a cannon of food.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
Which is kind of ironic for the Camp Out for Hunger.
Yeah, I know, less waste. And it's pretty pricey food, too.
Yeah, the one year it was chili, and that was fun and gross. And then the next year, it kind of sent me over the edge, was clam chowder. And boy, was that disgusting.
Yeah, I bet.
And I remember... Like, I was just, like, in a sad place, like, the day it happened.
Right, yeah.
Like, I just, like, wasn't feeling good. And I love, like, being on the air and getting the attention.
Right. Well, of course, especially when you're younger. Like, you're still pretty young going.
Yeah.
When you were doing it. I don't believe.
Well, I get hit with the clam chowder, and it just freaking reeks. Like, the chili was bad, but the clam chowder was 10 times worse.
Yeah.
And I remember as soon as I got hit... All these people were just like filming me with their cell phones, and like,
right.
It's like, and I was just like, what? I was like, inside, I'm like, what am I doing with my life?
Right.
And I was like, so depressed.
Yeah, they basically exploited you.
And then I went and took a shower in like the hotel across the street, came back, was sad, and that was the end of that.
Yeah.
And the next year, I didn't do it because I was away. Or no, I wasn't away. I just. Didn't do it.
Yeah.
And the person they did it to, they decided to shoot them with like cheese, like mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah. It was like hot nacho cheese or something.
Yeah,
right?
Nacho cheese.
Yeah.
And what happened was it hardened in the cannon so that when they shot them, it was like they shot a real cannonball
at
this kid's chest. And I think the kid ended up going to the hospital.
I remember hearing about that. I can't remember who it was, though.
And I know who it was. I'm not gonna say.
No,
anything.
No, yeah, it's fine. I was trying to think.
Good for them, because I don't think any lawsuits happened or anything.
Yeah,
so
seriously.
Good for them.
But I just looked it up, and Family Double Dare.
No way.
From 1986 to 1989 was produced. It says production, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In 1987, moved to New York, and then from 1989, 1992, and 2000, it went to Orlando.
Oh, so it was in Orlando.
It was in Orlando.
It was never in
Hollywood.
Wow.
But apparently there was a Double Dare back in the 70s that was hosted by Alex Trebek.
No way.
Yeah.
What is slime, Alex?
Yeah, I know. I don't know what the premise of the show was, but that's funny. And that's been Wiki Corner.
Wow, that's pretty neat.
Yeah. See? I'm not crazy.
Alex Trebek hosting Double Dare.
I know, right?
This is Double Dare. That works.
Yeah.
Thanks, Johnny.
Yeah, imagine him saying, "On your mark, get set, go," like Mark Summers.
Yeah.
On your mark, get set, go.
I come back and they do the interviews with the kids.
Yeah. So how was that for you, little girl? Yeah. Starts throwing all these big words at her. I got nothing.
No, I'm like trying way too hard.
I know, I bailed
I'm
out.
I'm trying
I
way too
out.
Hard on that. I'm like, and you know, people are over like, oh, I got it. And he's like, I don't care. You're not here. You're not here right now. You are here right now. You're listening.
Right here.
Why do
right
I gotta break that
now.
Wall? Van Halen. Van Hagar.
No, that's, yeah. Is that?
Yeah. Right now?
No, not right now. Not that song.
Till tomorrow. That
yeah,
that's
what
no,
I was
no. thinking.
This is like a 90s song I'm talking about. Like,
right here, right now.
That's all I know.
Is that but like Tim McGraw?
No. It's like a...
Kid in Play?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. They were very grungy back then.
Yeah.
I don't even know how any of their songs go.
I wonder what Eagle Eye Cherry is doing these days.
I don't know. Probably playing the same song over and over again. Actually, you just reminded me.
Yes.
In my band right now, one of the guitar players, the keyboardist,
uh-huh.
He works for a law firm in IT.
Mm-hmm.
And he said one of his clients, or one of the guys who works in the firm, like who calls him for problems every now and then, is the old guitarist for Blind Melon.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know. He's a lawyer.
He's
now.
A lawyer, yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea about
and
that.
And I think he lives around here.
Yeah, he told me where he lived, and I can't remember the exact address.
Yeah. Is that pretty cool?
Yeah. But, sorry.
The guy who wrote No Rain.
Did he write it?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, he said they like they co-wrote do. They still play every now and then, like do reunions or.
Yeah, that's.
But it's
so
just like they're playing the
so
same
cool.
thing over and over again. They're not playing any new stuff, I think, is what he said.
Well, I thought they were going to go tour, and it was going to be Blind Melon with Rome, but.
Well, Rome's just doing everything, isn't
no,
it?
No, no, I'm just kidding. If you, that's a dumb joke. If anybody got that, good for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, they're not doing anything, because Shannon is dead.
Yeah. Moment of silence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, here's something really cool that happened this past week.
Oh yeah.
I was asked to be best man.
Oh,
at my
yeah.
buddy Alex's wedding.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I think I may have told you off mic already, but
yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's pretty. I'm so excited about it.
Let's hear it for Jake.
Yeah. I mean, this is the second time I've been asked to be a best man.
All right.
And this is the first time the wedding is scheduled. No, I don't. You know, I don't mean anything by that.
No.
Yeah. Legal disclaimer. Okay. But no, seriously, I am so excited, and like it couldn't be like a higher honor.
Yeah,
obviously,
absolutely.
Yeah,
and I get to plan the bachelor party.
Yeah, that's gonna be awesome, man.
I have like to do the same right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Good.
No, that's great.
Well, yeah, my cousin also asked me to be his best.
Oh,
man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
When
thank
did
you.
That happen?
It was like a month ago.
Oh, dude, that's awesome, though.
Yeah, I completely forgot about it. Actually, forgot to bring it up.
Well, you know what? We're bringing it up now.
Yeah.
We're best men.
And I just stole your thunder. No.
Can we change the podcast name to The Best
Men? The Best Men?
The Best Men.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I'm so excited.
That's
when's
awesome.
Your wedding?
Next summer.
Okay.
Next June.
This is October.
Oh, this year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we're moving and shaking.
Yeah,
we're
cutting it close to the wire.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, though.
Yeah.
They got these engagement photos. I don't know what I'm talking about, their engagement photos. But they look like rock stars in them, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, you've met
yeah.
Lindsay too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We go to the
we went to
her
art
show. Art
show, yeah.
And
yeah,
she had some cool stuff. She sells a lot of her
that
art.
That bar's not there anymore.
No, it's like changed names
the social
500
club
times.
Or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It was that. I don't know if it's
no,
still
it
is.
Was the Pale Horse before.
Yeah, that's what it was for the art show.
Yeah.
And then I did a comedy show there called, when it was called The Social Club.
Oh, it's not The Social Club anymore?
No,
either?
Now it's something else.
No.
I think it is. I'm pretty sure. Westchester just doesn't have like a good live entertainment scene, unless it's bar bands.
Yeah, right.
You know, like that just bar band crowd.
Well, you know what? Even the ones that get bar bands, like, or even the bars that get big, like, bands they don't last. Like, look at Alibis.
Yeah,
Alibis is gone. It used to be the Hardware Bar,
it
and
used
then
to be called Sneaky Pete's.
Yeah, like Walnut Lane or something like that.
Yeah.
It was called too, or something.
Yeah, it's gone through a lot of.
Yeah,
it's tough, man. I mean, I guess it's a college town.
Yeah,
but I mean, maybe they just have too much in terms of bars there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah. Over saturation.
Yeah.
The only one who's doing any good is McGrogan.
Yeah, he's doing something right.
He's doing something.
Putting something in the water.
Yeah. Yeah, he's small.
He's a very stout individual. I don't know what that word means, but I think it's...
I think it means the opposite. I do not think that word means what you think it means.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans for the bachelor party?
You know, I'm just gonna let him just tell me what he wants before I start.
Yeah.
Going gung ho with things.
Right.
I know I wanted to make it like extra special, no fishing trips.
Yeah.
yeah. That's a fun story.
Yeah. Put a pin in that.
Yeah. We'll save that one for another time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I just want to like let him. I want to make sure I get what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna go. I think we're gonna do Virginia Beach, and just do some golf.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I think we might do that.
Yeah, bar stuff.
Like I'm writing this down.
Didn't want to go too far, but far enough.
What's too far?
Well, like driving distance. Oh. What people would consider driving distance. Yeah. Like in Virginia Beach is what, like 4 hours, I guess.
So like what's, okay, so like you just meant driving distance wise.
Yeah.
There's not such a thing called too far.
Where's too far?
Yeah. There's no limit to the party.
No. at too far?
Yeah.
So it's a place where all the people who are ODing on cocaine and ecstasy hang out.
So that's too far.
That's too far.
Okay, hang on. Just writing this down.
Ecstasy.
Yeah, we're going to go to Ocean City, Maryland.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he has a house that down there.
Okay.
It was his dad's. Nice. And he's selling it, but what do you call it? I think we're just going to spend one like nice, awesome weekend down there before he sells it.
That was our other option, was doing that.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Go to Secrets and pee in all the pool. Yeah. All the pools. Just
giant water full of pool or pee.
Is that thing real when you pee in the thing and like...
The blue?
Yeah.
No.
It's not?
No.
Have you tested this theory?
No, but I know a guy.
Oh!
He used to pee in pools all the time when he was a kid.
What was his name?
Marvin?
It's your cousin! you know what? I did. This made me laugh out loud. This, and maybe it's not that funny, but I don't care. I was listening to XPN yesterday.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the folk festivals coming into town.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And one of the bands playing is called A Man About a Horse.
So they're saying they're shit? Is that what it is? Or the shit?
Wait, what?
And when people say, I got to see a man about a horse, that's usually what people say to me when they have to go take a shit.
What, about the shit? No, I thought it was a pee thing.
I thought it was a shitting thing.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Cultures colliding. I don't know what the hell that means. But no, really. I thought it was a pee thing.
Agree to disagree.
Oh, all right. So
I don't know. Changing the oil, I thought, was peeing. There's so many.
Changing the oil is when you, like, play with a girl's butt.
Oh. Boy, did I get that wrong.
Right? Or is like you, like, just do a finger.
That's called
checking the oil.
That's checking the oil. Changing the oil.
Oh, changing the oil. Yeah, that's
changing the oil is peeing.
That's an enema. What's the word? A colonic.
Manhattan transfer.
Oh, this is sorry. Sorry for this.
That's funny.
So A Man About a Horse.
Yeah.
We'll be playing the Philadelphia Folk Festival.
All right, people. Let's get out to see them. Sorry.
No, it's fine. My brother's in the band, so.
Oh. What's his name?
Hawkins.
Hawkins Matera?
Yeah. He's a blues guy.
All right. Yeah, yeah. It fits.
Yeah. He did one of those name things on Facebook where you take the first letter, the first name, and then and see what it, and he got Hawkins.
Your porn star name?
Yes. Dude, I knew somebody who was a porn star.
Really?
Yeah.
Is or was?
I don't know if they still are.
Man or woman?
And here's what sucks. Their name was also Jake.
Oh, so
and
woman. Woman, you're saying.
Yeah. No, it was a guy, and it was when I was in California.
Where? Why were you?
So we were in California, right? And I was there for school, like Temple and stuff like that.
Right.
And there was a group of us out there from Temple. And there were two Jakes. There was me and then the porn star, Jake.
Did you just walk around the house naked?
No.
I'm going to go fuck some chick tonight. What are you guys doing?
We didn't share a room with them, but they would always be like, oh, we should see if Jake wants to go to dinner or something like that. And I'd be like, no, I got something.
Probably doesn't wash his hands.
They're like, no, we mean the other Jake. We mean porn star Jake.
Oh.
I was like, ah.
You'd rather go hang out with the porn
and
star?
And one time he brought one of his co-stars over to our apartment.
Man or woman?
Woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking. I don't know.
Just like sitting
on
the couch.
They say those male porn stars make more money doing gay porn than
they
do straight.
I think he was considering it by the time the semester was over.
Oh.
No, seriously, because he was like, dude, you can make buttloads of cash.
Buttloads?
Yeah.
They just fill your butt with cash.
Yeah.
that's a fetish.
That's what that's called.
That's a fetish.
That's called semen.
Yeah. But each one's like a dollar.
Yeah. This is getting so gross.
I know, sorry.
Why? Why is it getting so gross?
Sorry.
It's all right. It's totally fine. You know what? I don't know how. Okay, I'm just going to do it. My head, I'm just jumping around. What do you call it? This week also was kind of like a rough week as well.
Oh, yeah?
I've told you off. I called you after this happened.
Yeah,
but
right.
Like about a week ago. If you remember, if you listened to the episode a couple weeks ago, I was talking about my aunt for a little bit and some time with that. I like that I'm doing this right after the porn star.
But, nice segue.
Yeah, my aunt actually passed away. Funeral was a couple of days ago. I mean, you know, space and time doesn't exist with podcasts, but
right.
It was literally 2 days ago from when we're recording this. And it sucked, man. It's really rough. And I'm still kind of like really angry at some things. Not at her, at the people who were like surrounding her in the end.
Yeah.
But
just how things played out.
Well, okay. I don't know if I told you this or not. I don't know. I probably did because, you know, I tend to just cry.
Yeah.
But when I called you and I told you everything, she died. It was like she died. Okay. I'm just going to say days because it helps me tell the story, you know, and people.
Yeah, understand. Yeah, yeah, right.
So she died last Wednesday at around 2 a.m. Okay. That Tuesday, I was leaving work and I was heading to her house and I called her to like go, like just make sure everything was all right.
Right.
I could see her. And this woman who like basically became the caretaker who hates me answered the phone. I was like, oh, no, don't come down. You know, she's not doing good
right.
today, you know. And I was like, oh, that's fine. I'll just hang out for a little, you know, just let her know I'm there. And she's like, she won't even know you're here, so just don't do it. And I was like, all right, well, can I at least talk to her? She's like, yeah, hold on. And she moves, like, the phone away for a second, like one of those things, like counts to three.
Yeah.
And it puts the phone back and goes, yeah, she's not up to it right now. You know, she's sleeping. She's in and out. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll try Thursday or something.
Yeah.
And then the next day I go to work in the middle of my day at 11 a.m. I get a text from this woman. Hey, sorry to tell you, but your aunt died.
That's like ridiculous.
That's how I found out. This woman who was like a mom to me growing up, that's how I found out she died.
That's unbelievable.
And as soon as I got the text, like, you know, like, I was so mad. Like, one, shocked because I was going to see her the night before and I was turned away.
Right.
Mad because I found out through a freaking text message.
Yeah, that's like completely
and
inappropriate.
Just in shock of what had happened. And so I like went out of the office and I call her. I'm like, hey, is this so-and-so? Because like I didn't know her number. That's what she texted me from, like
right.
her own personal phone. And she's like, it happened last night. I was like, well, thanks for letting me know. And, like, I said it, like, in a real kind of, like, cunty kind of way. Like
yeah.
Letting her know that, like, and she's like, oh, yeah, no problem. It's like, no. I was like, I didn't want to find out that somebody, I was really close to died fucking via text.
Yeah, seriously.
You know?
Yeah.
And she goes, well, you know, we're all doing the best we can.
She laughed.
Yeah, she laughed.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable.
I hate this woman. And it took every ounce in me to like not just spit in her face
right.
at the funeral.
Right.
And then that's another thing is we got naturally I'm always late, right? So you know I was getting to the viewing late because that's how it works. And I got to the viewing. I also didn't want to get there when it started because it was a viewing service. It was like it was all the same day. Because,
right.
you know, she doesn't give a shit. She just wanted to shovel my aunt off and, like you know, run away with a check or whatever.
Right.
So I didn't want to go to, like, the viewing and sit there because their family doesn't like me or my family. It's not
you
just
be very
me.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and none of my family went. They all, like, wrote my aunt off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, like, as my aunt wrote all them off. So
yeah, right.
And trying to write me off. I still have the freaking voicemail. I don't even want to listen to it now, but I do at the same
right.
time. But so I get to viewing probably about 15 minutes before the service starts because, you know, I didn't want to be around them.
Right.
And I go through the line. Apparently one of them said something to my wife about like, oh, I've never seen you before or something like along those lines. Like I'll fucking headbutt you, lady. Just
no, like why like create hostility?
Yeah. And the one person has always been sweet to me, even though our families aren't really talking. So she was cool. But and then I sit down. The service happens. And it was so weird because she wasn't married. She didn't have kids. So, like, everybody there.
Right.
And she was single. So, like, everybody there were like, different camps of people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there weren't families of people there for her because she didn't have, like, kids of her own or anything like
right.
that. Like, so none of that was there. It was just random groups of people throughout her life. It's the first funeral I think I've ever been to where it was like that.
Yeah.
It was pretty...
more friends and family.
Yeah, it was interesting, kind of cold, you know, like, just like nobody knew each other, so everybody was like in like 3-person camps.
Right.
But then the service happens, the priest gets up, and, you know, he's just doing like, you know, if I struggled with religion before, I don't believe it ever existed now.
Really?
Like, that's how good of a job he did. He's like, you know, she had a song in her heart, and she would dance the dance, and there would be music, and she liked music. And I was like, are you kidding me right now?
Was it a...
This guy was just a bumbling idiot. Is bumbling?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Was he, like...
I'm the bumbling idiot now.
Oh, well, I mean...
So he's going off for, like, everybody's like, yeah, you know, and boy, like, you know when they try to get specific and they fuck it up, they're like... Boy, did she love her Phillies. She liked the Flyers. She didn't like Phillies or whatever. Like, she loved the... Okay, anyway.
No, right, right.
But it's those details. And I, like, in my head, I'm thinking that. And then I hear the guy next to me, who I have no idea, lean into his wife and goes, Flyers.
Yeah. Like, right.
So that happens. Service gets done in about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. And then... the guy comes in because it happened all happened in a funeral home, and he's like, all right, now the pallbearers will need to, like, you know, come out, meet me here, and then we'll talk. Like, I don't need you until the burial, blah, blah, blah. And then that's when it hit me. I was like, this bitch didn't even ask me to be a pallbearer for this wedding, or for the wedding, you know, for the funeral. And, at that point, that was like kind of like my breaking point. Like, I don't know if that was my aunt's wishes or not. I don't think it would have. Yeah, my aunt would have, like, wanted me to do it myself.
Right.
You know, at least that's what I think. I know we had some troubling times, and I talked about it before, but, like, when I went and saw her before she passed away, and, you know, we tried to make amends, and she knew she was, like, out of time. She's like... It's going to take time. I don't have it, but, like, I'm so happy you're here, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right. Like, that in itself is, like, just a great gesture, the fact that you're, like, both of you are willing to try to make
it. So, like, yeah, we did make amends, like, after that conversation we had on the podcast.
Right.
I wish I would have gotten over there, like, one more time, you know?
Yeah.
But, whatever.
Well, that's not your fault. That's...
Like, it is, though, because the weekend before I could have... I had nothing. Michelle worked, and I could have gotten over there, but I was so tired.
Yeah, but you can't expect it to, like, you can't be like, at hindsight's 20/20. It's not like you're going to know that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's true.
And when it's, who's that woman, like, she's her caretaker, but who's she to say when you can or can't?
Yeah, and normally I wouldn't listen to her, so that's, that's another reason. Because, you know, when you're done work at 6, when you're leaving work at 6 o'clock, you're tired, you want to go home.
Yeah.
Like, so when she... You know, I could have put up more of a fight and been like, oh, okay, I'm coming down.
Right.
Like, but I didn't. I was just like, oh, okay, yeah, you know what, I want to go home anyway. Like,
but yeah, but like even that, like, you don't, like, maybe she really is, I don't know. It's,
yeah.
It goes both ways.
Yeah, no, that's true. But, yeah, so that was fun. And that's sarcasm.
No.
Yeah, so that's
sorry.
I feel awful because, like, I had no intention of going to the luncheon because, you know, I feel like enemy number one.
But afterward?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't even go to the burial, you know?
Right.
And that was just because I got so angry and upset at the fact that I wasn't even asked to be a pallbearer.
Right.
So
it's okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, no, it's
just uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to talk about it, especially right after the porn stars.
No, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, dude, I'm the one who brought it up. I was like, oh, hey, porn stars. Anywho, no, I wanted to talk about it because I wanted to get it off my chest.
We'll just be happy in the fact that, like, you got to at least make amends before she.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm happy about that. You know, I just wish, like, I could have had one more, like, coherent talk.
Right.
Because, like, the last time I talked to her was the day I was going to get over there. It was, like, a Saturday afternoon. And, or no, it wasn't. It was, like, a Tuesday. That's awful that I don't know that. But I was walking the dog, and he was going nuts, barking at people along the way. And we were having a talk, and she's like, hey, when's Jakey getting married? I'm like, what? Like, you know, she's always pretty with it, too.
Right.
So I was like, when's Jake? You mean Amanda? No, when's Jakey getting married? I'm like, I'm Jake. She's like, yeah. I'm like, when I'm married already. You are? I'm like, that's not a good sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was fun.
But yeah, that's,
I like how I feel. I sum up everything. It's like, that's my Forrest Gump, and that's my story about that. And that was fun.
No, I know. Well, it's like a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Sorry to bring it down. I didn't mean to. Well, I just wanted to talk. And I think
sometimes
the real stuff is cool.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. You need to get it. You can't, like, it's better to get it out.
Yeah.
Get it off your chest.
You know what we did?
What's that?
When we got home, and now this, I don't know if, I don't want to, because Shell listens, so I don't want her to think of this as a memory of this, but we got home, I was like, well, let's paint the bedroom.
Yeah.
So the day I painted my bedroom, so I was like, oh, you like this new color? I painted it on the day that my Aunt Emma was buried.
Oh.
So that brings it down, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Is that bad that I did that?
Well, don't try not to forcefully relate it to that. I mean,
no, like, yeah, no, I'm not. I think it's a nice.
If
color.
You're gonna, if you're gonna
I
connect,
think my bedroom's a nice color.
If you're gonna connect it to her, just connect it to the good memories. Don't connect it to,
of course,
the,
yeah,
the fact that she died.
Yeah.
Or that she was buried.
Yeah.
Just connect it.
Well, I know I wouldn't connect it to that. Honestly, I would connect it to the memory of me showing up with 15 minutes left in the viewing. And then sitting through the service and bolting.
Yeah.
And not going to the burial, not being a pallbearer, and not, like, you know, I wouldn't want to go to luncheon anyway. So, yeah.
But you could use it as, like, I don't know, if every time you look at the paint and think about it, you would just think about her. Don't think about the circumstances of how
you
parted.
This is going to force Michelle to choose a different color. Let's stop. All right, let's stop talking about
it. It was your whole plan the whole time.
Yeah. No, I actually really like the color. I really like the color.
It is a nice color. I do like it.
Yeah, it's called ash blue.
Oh.
Yeah.
What did you call me? Sorry.
Of course, our dining room is beechwood. Our dining room is beechwood. I'm going to make a joke about that because it's fun.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't need to say sorry.
No, I know.
Fine. I just wanted to air my grievances. Yeah. I wanted to throw it on all of you because, yeah, you know, it's a nice.
No, it's tough.
It is tough.
Yeah, it's very tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope you feel better.
I do. I do. I do feel better.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. I'm good right now. Now it's back to self-centered hatred. And it was like, hey, you miss me? And I was like, nope. And it's like, oh, well, you've got Philly's Funniest coming up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's next week.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, how was...
this week, I should say.
How was the crazy sofa?
It was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, have you ever been there?
I ate dinner there, yeah.
Yeah? Did you like it?
It
was expensive.
It was pretty pricey. There was a weird, like, Rod
Stewart-esque
band playing.
Really?
Yeah, they played to a backing track, which was funny. And one guy just and then one guy on bongos.
Is this like four Rod Stewarts on stage?
There's a backing track, a guy on bongos and a guy on guitar. Yeah. And the guy on guitar wasn't even playing everything.
Shut up.
He was just kind of sitting there. Like, they played Hotel California.
He was doing it for the look?
The guitar, Hotel California, played all by itself in the background, and then he would just chime in with a riff every now and then. Like, what the...
Just fuck? Like a...
yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome. That's the life right there.
Yeah. Yeah, they both had, like, Rod Stewart haircuts. It was very weird. Food was good, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They had a lot of sushi.
It's like sushi. It's like Japanese...
How is that a Japanese?
Continental and something else fusion. Italian, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, now I want Italian. Michelle made spaghetti tonight.
They have good sushi.
Do you like spaghetti?
I love spaghetti.
Yeah?
Well, spaghetti.
What do you like better? Do you like spaghetti or do you like lasagna?
Spaghetti.
Yeah?
I'm a spaghetti guy.
Ah, dude, I'm a lasagna guy.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Spaghetti or penne pasta?
Penne pasta.
Ah, see? No. Okay, yeah. Angel hair or no, I don't know. If I had a choice, it would be angel hair pasta with meat sauce.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound good?
It does sound good. I'm an Alfredo guy.
I like garlic bread too.
I love garlic bread.
Dude, yeah. Let's go to Carrabba's.
Garlic bread's my kryptonite.
This episode is sponsored by Sorry.
Carrabba's is the better gone, the best of the season. Remember that commercial?
No.
That was
no,
like,
I don't.
It was like,
can you do it for me?
No, that was all I remember. But it was like they had like a Harry Connick Jr. esque song.
Really?
After the father and son would talk about how great Carrabba's is.
That's like the height of Delco luxury.
Yeah.
Is going to Carrabba's.
My mom loves it.
Dude, I love it.
She goes, she's always like, let's go to Carrabba's. You wanna go to dinner? He's like, yeah, where you wanna go?
Carrabba's. Yeah.
All right.
Carrabba's, you are getting some love on this
Their bread
episode.
And their oil and bread is just so delicious.
Yeah,
beats the shit out of Olive Garden.
And you're like, hey,
yeah,
hey, hey, come on, give me some more of that spice stuff you put in there.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that, oregano? No, that's a mix, a medley. Okay, more of that.
More of that. Just put a pile of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the show was good.
The show was very good. Yeah. I got hit on.
Oh.
It was weird.
How old was he?
Set myself up for that one. She was probably like five, six years older than me.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Not too young. Or yeah. Not too old.
Yeah.
She was, because I don't want to give away my opening joke that I do.
Right.
But
you have to come see it at Philly's Funniest this Tuesday.
Yeah, this Tuesday. June 16th at 7 p.m. Get there on time so you can vote. Okay, nobody's going now. Not after that.
And then he shot your head.
So I do my joke. And I say I look like somebody. And they're like, they were cracking up. They're like, ah, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, that's great. And she talked like that too. And she's like, you didn't look like that. She's like, oh, no. She's like, it's so funny because it's true. And then like she's like hammered.
Yeah.
And then she's like, a second later, she's like, you know, she or he would be lucky to look like you. And then she kept saying something, because I think you're cute. And I was like, okay, time to call you a cat.
Hello. Yeah, it's like, this is how it's going to be the whole set? All right. How long did you do?
Yeah. I didn't do too long. I only did 10.
Okay.
Yeah, I did 20 on Friday, and that was... killer show. Did I talk about that already? Yeah, no, I did already talk about that show.
About Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Did you?
I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, 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 because we recorded, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey!
Oh. that was a fun show.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten out and done any stand-up this past week.
No.
Is that scary?
No.
I know my material.
Yeah.
You know what? I know the material that I'm doing.
Yeah.
As long as I practice to my peacocks, I'll be all right.
They're looking at you. Well, one's looking at you. The white one's pretty judging. The blue one's a little more open to it, looks like.
Yeah, the blue one's enjoying what I'm saying. Yeah. The white one's like, you find this funny?
Like, the blue one's got softer eyes and his mouth's agape.
Yeah, like, ooh, yeah, I'm listening to what he's saying.
The other one's like, make me laugh.
I've seen Tom Arnold at the Borgata. That's what the white one is saying.
Because Tom Arnold dumped all the coke on him. That's
Looking
why he's white.
Looking at both of them, I would say the white one is female and the blue one is male.
I think so, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even though the white one, oh, God, you guys can't see what we're talking about.
The blue one has a dick. That's the dead giveaway.
It really does. I plug my guitar amp into it, and it sticks out.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, it's like, that's how you know the sex. But, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so the show went good.
Yeah, good, good. Glad to hear it.
What about you? You had Tom and Jerry's?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, we talked about this already.
Did we talk about that?
Son of a gun.
Yeah, we did.
Well, God, no, we're going over the same old ground. How we found.
I was trying to remember what song it was. I was going to do it.
Wish you were here.
Boom, 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 boom.
When I was a little kid. When I was in high school, I recorded me doing that song, a full cover.
Like, oh, yeah?
I had you a drum machine. Yourself? Yeah, I tracked everything. I tracked the wind. I'm not even kidding. Yeah,
how'd you do it? Would you do it with the...
I had a keyboard with sound effects.
Oh, okay.
So just
going... Just
but I did that. I did the horns. I did everything. God, I wish I could find it. I don't know if I had a mastered down version. I had a Tascam 4-track recorder.
Yeah.
So it recorded 2 tracks on one side and 2 tracks on the other. And then like you can like play it all together.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
It's probably not good at
pretty
all.
Pretty jealous of that.
I remember when I did, I was so proud of it. I like brought it to I worked at Wawa at the time.
Put it on the Wawa over there.
I didn't put it on, I couldn't do that.
Can I put something on?
But I did bring it in and then like it was like, everybody listen to this. I might have it on a recording somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah. Dude, yeah, like I said, we talked about this last week. I really want to get back into
writing.
Yeah. I've had the bug, man.
Good.
No, the
Me
stomach
too.
Bug. It's
maybe you should go to the doctor.
Yeah, so like, you know, let's
I'm gonna have to leave.
Yeah. Actually, I was eating that microphone you're using before we got here.
Perfect.
Just rubbing it, using it as
I thought it was
as a
little
swab
sticky.
around my mouth.
A piece of bacon.
That's from yesterday.
Oh.
Sorry.
Delicious. Delish. Still good.
I guess, in closing, do you like that I did that?
And now for my final thought.
I have a little piece of wisdom I'd like to share.
Oh, all right.
It's a little story. Do you have something?
No, no, no. I'm all.
You keep raising your hand.
My arm's falling asleep. But you go.
This is a some words of wisdom I got, and I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast. I may have already, and I apologize if I did. But I was having beers with a friend. A friend we went, Robin.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because we're on an improv team together, 1816 every Wednesday at Philly Improv Theater. get that plug in there.
Yeah.
Plug life. Oh, my God.
Hashtag plug life.
Yeah, you know what? This episode, we're starting it. When you listen to the intro, you know, when you hear this, we'll already have done it. But now we're going to start calling it plug life. And we're going to plug whatever we need over Tupac.
Yeah, there you go.
We can do that, right? Up to 30 seconds, I think.
Sure.
They say.
Yeah.
We're not selling anything.
No. It's all free. All free content.
And the song was Tupac. Boom. And there you go.
Yeah.
There's your plug. Like, creative, like, I don't know.
I don't quite understand the Tupac thing.
Maybe we could use one of the songs. Because Tupac had a, you know, when they say you have to explain a joke, it's never funny. But I'll try. Tupac had a tattoo across his stomach.
Did it say Tupac?
It said Thug Life.
Oh, yes.
So, plug life.
Yes. I love that.
Do you really?
I do love that.
Okay.
That makes it so much funnier to me.
Yeah, thank
but I like
you.
I mean, I liked it to begin with.
I
understood the Thug Life thing. I didn't realize that Tupac had the Thug Life.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. It's funny. I know Tupac's tattoos better than I know my grandma's.
Your grandma has tattoos?
She has an alligator head on her shoulder.
That's awesome.
She has a dragon that goes all the way down her body.
What? The whole hip bone?
The whole body.
That's amazing.
And one of the ones she regrets, she got barbed wire in the 90s when everyone
when Pam Anderson was big. Yeah.
Yeah, so she got one of those.
Who wouldn't?
And then she has like a Tweety bird right above her right breast. I only know because like the one time like I was over staying over there, and she was in the shower, and it was just a quick interchange we had. Yeah. It was my mistake, you know?
The door wasn't locked.
I thought ocupado was Spanish for come in.
Yeah.
So I learned my lesson. Let's just say that.
Can't watch Looney Tunes ever again.
So the advice. So the advice that I got from Robin was, she was talking about like her career and what she does, and she said, you know what you got to do? So you may have a penny, but you tell them you have a quarter. You don't show them your penny the whole time, and you keep shaking it around, and you tell them you have a quarter.
Yeah.
And then, boom, all of a sudden, you show them a nickel.
Perfect.
And I was like, I kind of get it.
Yeah, I get it.
You do get it?
Yeah, kind of? I absolutely get it.
I think I get it. I probably don't get it. But
everybody can interpret it their own way.
Exactly.
That's great.
So I was like, oh, wow, that's nice. That's a nice little, okay, so, hey, if you got a penny, don't be sad. Tell them you got a quarter. And just work hard.
That's it.
And then the next week I went to Robin. I said, hey, Robin, I know this sounds crazy, but I wrote down what you told me about telling people, you know, I have a penny and a quarter and all that stuff. And she's like, what are you talking about? I was like, no, like, you know, like I have a penny and I'm telling everybody I have a quarter. She's like, dude, I was so drunk.
What the fuck are
so
you
now doing? I have a life coach who's an absolute who just gives me advice after they start drinking.
Who better?
Yeah. Who better, right? So, all right.
All right, guys.
Go tell the world you have a quarter.
And then show them a nickel. Well, maybe you'll be on time next time.